done, but not hard. Take it out with that long sheet, spread the jelly over it, then roll it. Slice it, but not even go to the store and buy all that.
What kind of breads did you make?
Light bread, rolled, clover leaf rolls. You know how I made them?
Yeah.
Take the muffin tin, and you take, you buy your yeast, make up your dough, and let it rise. Then you take it and beat it on a dough board, and put it back in that bowl and let it rise up again. Then it's ready to bake. You go there and you pinch off just a little piece of dough like that and roll it, drop three in each one of them muffin tin, and it'll be like a clover leaf, a three things.
Uh-huh.
Come out, uh-huh. Just pretty. You have to watch them though, because see, I was cooking with a wood stove. Now they can set the stove and go to town and come back. Making fruit cakes, I'd have to cut up all that fruit and stuff, make fruit cakes.
What other kind of, did you make bread with cornmeal?
Sure, had to make cornmeal, corn sticks. We had a corn stick pan, long iron pan.
Uh-huh.
And it had deep sinks in it all the way across, 12. You'd make a dozen corn sticks at one time. Mm-hmm. You'd grease that thing, and then that iron pan. Then you'd make up your cornbread with your eggs and your dripping, which is going to put in it,
mm-hmm.
and eggs and milk. Mm-hmm. I'd always make all my bread all the way up with milk. I never put no water in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mm-hmm. biscuit, I make them with butter. I don't put no lard in my bread. I put butter.
Your biscuits.
And then I'd take a big spoon, put a spoonful in all 12 of them things, and they'd come out this long. The children used to come here from the north visiting them white people. They had some people in the north, and they would ask me, "Is you got any more of them things this long?" They wouldn't know what the name of them was. They loved them corn sticks.
What did you have? Did you have other things besides? Did you make other things besides corn sticks?
Well, I made corn sticks, fish puppets to go with a fish.
Uh-huh.
I'd have to fix oysters.
Uh-huh.
And clams, clean them out and fix them. And stew oysters. Then sometimes I'd have to fry the oysters. Then sometimes I had to make them little cups, as I say, to serve them in, and a crust. You eat the crust and all, see?
Mm-hmm.
And to fill them up with that. And I made all kinds of stuff. Baked hams, leg of lamb, and I made all kind of cakes. Upside down pineapple cake, lemon cakes, banana cakes, all kind of pies, lemon pies, potato pies, apple pies, peach pies, all kinds of pies, cherry pies, and then used to be a lady loved mulberry pies. You ever seen mulberry?
No.
I don't think. Where you from? No.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't grow that day. I don't. They grow here in the south.
Mm.
Trees be full of mulberry. They be something like this long, look like worms on the tree.
Mm.
But they would get ripe, and then they fall if you didn't pick them. And a lot of white women liked it mulberry them pies. Mm-hmm. I have to make them. And broccoli, asparagus. All that stuff, I fixed it. Lord, I've done some of everything.
What about, did you ever make where you take cornmeal and maybe just a little bit of salt and water and bake that?
Well, sure, I've had to cook plain cornbread, but some people didn't like even salt in the bread. And you know, it was hard to brown it. With no salt in it, I'd put them a whole cake in the frying pan.
Uh-huh.
And just make it up with salt water.
Uh-huh.
And put a little grease in the pan, keep it from sticking. And had to cook it that way because they didn't like other bread. Didn't like it the other way. They had to have plain. Then I've had to grind half raw beef, let it get real hot. We had a sausage grinder. And I'd have to grind the blood out of that